USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says medical equipment continues to be distributed around the country. At a White House briefing, the president says hospital beds and ventilators are being sent out.
In total, we have deployed 8,450 hospital beds from federal stockpiles. And, you know, if you think this is done over a period of, really a period of weeks, it's incredible, actually. More than 8,000 ventilators have been sent.
President Trump also says a call with former Vice President Joe Biden went well today. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is now fighting coronavirus from intensive care. A spokesman for No. 10 Downing Street says Johnson's condition became worse on Monday. Johnson was taken to the hospital late Sunday, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court blocks Democratic Governor Tony Evers' order to postpone Tuesday's elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When you hear all this stuff on the radio, you know, you're like, yeah, right. So when I heard the Balance of Nature commercial, I was like, yeah, right. You know, how can those pills give you more energy? But the amazing thing is it does. It works. All the claims of Balance of Nature work. I mean, I have more energy. Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I would walk up the hill from feeding the horses and I'd just be dragging. And I'm like, I hate feeling this way. I've got years more to live. I don't want to feel tired all the time. And now I have plenty of energy. I used to have to, you know, always say, okay, I'm going to take a nap at 2 o'clock because I'm so tired I can't stand it, you know, and now I'm taking a nap in weeks.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The lockdowns are resulting in horrific surges in domestic violence. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It seems to be happening in most states, but some examples, calls to hotlines in Virginia increased by 76% in that state in March, according to the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action Alliance. That group compiles data on shelter services for 65 facilities. A Maryland example, Anne Arundel County Police answered 202 more reports of domestic violence last month than over the same period 1 year earlier. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow is optimistic the U.S. economy will snap back if the coronavirus crisis is stabilized very soon. Kudlow speaking outside the White House.
We came into this with a very strong economy, all right? It got interrupted by the virus, if that's the right word.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Crude oil prices ended the day at just over $26 a barrel. Some oil analysts feel that that number could fall to as low as $10 a barrel. The prices are low due to the fact that the coronavirus outbreak has severely dented demand, but according to Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, oil prices are also low because
the reason that the bottom has fallen out of the oil, of the price of oil, which is threatening to bankrupt our oil and gas industry in America, is the lack of world demand, but also a price war between the Saudis and Russia. They're acting like two kids fighting in the back of a minivan. And Saudi Arabians are supposed to be our friends. Instead, they are acting like the tallest hog at the trough. Now, if it was not for the United States of America, Saudi Arabia would be a province of Iran. We're the only thing standing between them and an Iranian takeover. We have spent trillions of dollars there. We have troops stationed there. And this is what we get in return? They do. But if they don't, I don't think either one of them are going to like what the president does next.
Kennedy speaking there on Fox News. For more news, follow us on Facebook at USA Radio or check us out online as well at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.